CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Pakistani police said gunmen opened fire on two Chinese nationals in the southern Pakistani port city of Karachi on Monday, killing one and wounding the other. Police said the two employees of a shipping firm were targeted in an upscale neighborhood while out shopping for groceries. Officers added that the perpetrators fired 9 shots before fleeing in a car. It was not immediately clear what motivated the attack. Premier Li Keqiang says China will remain committed to the policy of reform and opening up and provide more convenience for foreign experts to work in China. The statement followed a discussion with more than 60 foreign experts ahead of Chinese Lunar New Year. The premier said China will continue to deepen reforms, implement tax reductions and administrative fees exemptions, and create a sound business environment. The premier also says China will introduce easier visa arrangements, including 5 to 10 year multiple entry visa arrangements, a unified application and a window for handling the applications, and easier permanent residence application. This year marks the 40th anniversary of China's policy of reform and opening up. China's central authorities have unveiled a 3-year action plan to improve the rural living environment. The country aims to make villages clean and tidy and promote residents' hygiene and health awareness by 2020. The plan lists some key tasks, including garbage sorting, toilet upgrades, residential sewage treatment, and village management. Eastern China and the developed areas in central and western China are required to fully implement these tasks. In the less developed regions in central and western China, garbage sorting should be put into place in around 90% of villages. About 85% of toilets should meet hygiene standards. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi will visit the United States on Thursday and Friday. The visit comes at the invitation of U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. In announcing the visit, the Chinese Foreign Ministry says China and the United States have recently expressed willingness to maintain and further strengthen contacts and exchanges in various aspects. During the visit, Yang Jiechi will exchange views with the U.S. side on China-U.S. relations and international and regional issues of common concern. Maldives President Abdullah Yamin has declared a state of emergency amid a political crisis in the country. Yamin has assured citizens and foreigners in the country of their safety. The Supreme Court last Thursday ordered the immediate release of opposition leaders who were facing criminal charges. The court said the prisoners were free until fair trials could be conducted without undue influence. Since then, clashes have erupted in the capital, with opposition supporters clashing with the police. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Geng Shuang says China supports all parties in the Maldives in seeking a political solution. Geng Shuang has also suggested that Chinese citizens who are planning to go to Maldives in the near future temporarily refrain from doing so before the situation is stabilized in the country. Air China has announced a decision to increase the number of flights flying from Chongqing to Taiwan for 5 consecutive days ahead of the Spring Festival. Currently, 1 scheduled flight is flying between Chongqing and Taiwan every day. There will be 2 daily flights from February 11th and 15th. The decision comes as Taiwan authorities refused to approve 176 additional cross-strait flights operated by China Eastern Airlines and Xiamen Airlines, citing security concerns regarding the route. It will make it difficult for around 50,000 people to return to Taiwan for the Spring Festival. Additional cross-strait flights for the festival have been a regular practice since 2008, when direct flights between the two sides first began. Iran's foreign ministry says the country will never participate in any renegotiation of the 2015 international nuclear deal. In making the announcement, the ministry also calls out the U.S. illusion of trying to amend the agreement. Iran also says it has not received any information or official requests about the formation of a working group to reconsider the deal or to negotiate its missile program. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.